Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Governor-elect Mara Healey is filling out her team as she prepares to take office next month. Today, she named Pat Tutwiler as her Secretary of Education. Tutwiler is a former high school principal who served as superintendent of Lynn Public Schools. Healey tells WBUR that Tutwiler has the experience to lead the state's public education system.
And so I'm terrifically excited about his energy, about the urgency that he brings to public education and to our young people. He knows that so many have suffered and disparities have grown during this COVID time, and I know that he brings the energy and the commitment to getting it done.
But Healey still has many more picks to come. In her first interview with local media since she was elected last month, Healey spoke with WBUR's Anthony Brooks about the transition and her vision for the future of the state. Here's Anthony.
To say that Mara Healey is busy these days is an understatement. As she told WBUR today, she's busy with two transitions, her own move from attorney general to governor, along with her running mate Kim Driscoll, as well as Andrea Campbell's transition to succeed her as the state's top law enforcement official.
This is an office of hundreds of people, and we want to make sure that AG-elect Campbell is well set up. And we also have this important transition that Kim Driscoll and I are making to the administration. So it's an exciting time, and yes, it's a busy time, but we'll be ready to go day one.
Healey says her first priority is assembling her team. She's also named Matthew Gorskowitz as her budget chief, and she's looking forward to making good on a long list of campaign promises, from creating a green technology corridor to making life and housing more affordable.
I want Massachusetts to be a place where if you're born here, you can stay here with endless opportunity. If you're a company, you can grow here, you can start up here. Most immediately, though, we've got to focus on affordability, and that means driving down the cost of housing by increasing housing production.
It's a long list of promises that would challenge any new governor. Healey faces the added challenge of succeeding Charlie Baker, one of the country's most popular governors, who announced yesterday that he'll become president of the NCAA. Healey, a Democrat, says there are aspects of Baker's leadership that she will try to embrace, even though he's a Republican.
Governor Baker was a great governor. I appreciate his leadership. I appreciated the partnership that we had over the last 8 years. One thing I always appreciated about his leadership was his ability to listen to a range of folks and then ultimately have to make a decision.
What's the most useful piece of advice he's given you about being governor?
Well, we've had a lot of conversations, and something that he has said to me and stressed is something I believe in deeply, and that is getting outside of the office, you know, making sure that you are in touch on the ground with people across this state. You are a governor for the entire state, and that is something that I take very seriously.
Healey also talked today about the historic nature of her new role. She was the state's first woman and first openly gay person elected governor.
With diversity of leadership, we're going to have better laws and policies because more voices, more lived experiences will be at the table. That is so important, and it will make us that much stronger as a society. And it also is important in this time where, unfortunately, there have been some forces around the country looking to take us back when it comes to protecting a woman's right to choose and reproductive freedom, when members of the LGBTQ community have been under attack. I'm really proud that Massachusetts stood strong.
What are you going to say? What's going to be the sort of central message of your inaugural address?
I've certainly thought about it, and you will hear more about that on January 5th.
Can you give us just a hint? I mean, what's the big theme you want to hit?
I think people should hear themes sounding in teamwork, in optimism, and in urgency. I think Massachusetts should continue to lead. We're a state that punches above its weight. And in this time, particularly nationally, I want us to be out there, to be leading.
Governor-elect Mara Healey of Massachusetts speaking with WBUR earlier today. She'll take office January 5th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.